This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathirun kathirun. My brothers and sisters, one of my dear friends asked me a question. He said, we do not have Hajj in USA, so why do we go with the moon in USA? He is referring to moon sighting locally. Now, the answer to this is that the manasik of Hajj, the rituals of Hajj, like standing in Al-Arafah, Rami Jamarat and so on, are according to the time and the place of that place. Right? But the sighting of the moon is to be done from where you are. It's not a question of the moon in USA. The moon is not in USA. You are seeing it from where you are. In this case, the USA. And starting the month because of your sighting of the moon. And that is because of the Rasul of, because of the Hadith of Rasulullah SAW, where he told us to see, Ruya, see the moon and start the month, or to complete 30 days if it is cloudy and you cannot see the moon. We follow the Hadith because we are people who say, Sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey. We hear and we obey. The hadith is an Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhakara Ramadana faqala la tasumu hatta tara'u al-hilala wala tuftiru hatta tara'uhu yani tara'u al-hilal fa'in غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَقُدُرُوا لَهُ. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned Ramadan, and he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi said, do not start fasting unless you see the crescent of the moon of Ramadan, and do not give up fasting till you see the crescent of Shawwal. But if the sky is overcast, then count 30 days of Shaban, right? So, when you're starting the month, count 30 days of Shaban. And in another hadith, an Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, sumu lirruyatihi waftiru lirruyatihi فَإِنْ غُمِّيَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَكْمِلُوا الْعَدَدِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, start fasting on sighting it, that is the new moon, and break your fast on sighting it, but if the sky is cloudy for you, then complete the number of 30. He said, complete the number of 30. Now, these hadiths relate to Ramadan, but the same principle applies to all the months, whether it is Ramadan or not. The principle is that we start the month after seeing the moon and we stop the month after seeing the moon. If there is a difference, difficulty with that, obviously 29 days we fast or we count anyway. The 30th day we count if we do not see the moon, if it is cloudy or whatnot, then we can count the finished 30 days and then we start the next month. In this case, Dhul-Hijjah, in the case of Ramadan, Ramadan. Now, what will suffice as a local sighting? It can be anything. For example, somebody might say, well, I will, or a group, it's not an individual person, but a group can say that we will start fasting and so on and so forth if we see in our town or in our city. This is perfectly permissible in Islam. Please don't think that they are fools. They are not fools. They are following what they understand. But somebody might say a bigger area, which is say, okay, in this country, in this particular part of geography. But you cannot say, we will start fasting or we will start the month when people see the moon in Australia. Doesn't make any sense. Time zones are different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the time zones to be different. We don't start fast. We don't start pray Salatul Fajr. This is a question that was asked to Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. They asked him about fasting. So he asked them a question back in answer. He said, when do you pray? They asked him, they said, should we follow Saudi Arabia? He said, when you are praying, when you pray Salatul Fajr, when do you pray Salatul Fajr? When it is being prayed in the Haram, or when it is when you are pray, or when it is time for Fajr in your country? They said, time for Fajr in our country. He said, why don't you follow Saudi Arabia then? Because by the time, if you are in America, by the time it is Fajr in Saudi Arabia, it is still dark in America. So will you pray Fajr in the middle of the night because they are praying in Makkah? No. You follow for the day, you follow the sun in terms of the sun sets the time, the hours of the day. Similarly, the moon sets the days of the month. So therefore, just as you do not follow Saudi Arabia with respect to your daily salah, similarly, you do not follow Saudi Arabia or any country for that matter. This is nothing to do with Saudi Arabia. We're talking about any country, but we are saying Saudi because that's what people normally say. So we say don't follow Saudi, not because of Saudi, but because we don't follow any other country in some other time zone with regard to our daily prayers. Similarly, we don't do that with regard to the months. You follow the time or the day when it is that day in your country. You don't follow it and you don't do it whenever, you know, it is that day in some other country. Finally, very important thing to remember about the ahadith is that is this beautiful and very frightening hadith where an Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does not desire my sunnah is not a part of me. Believe me, I don't want to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and be told, move from here because you are not a part of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you are not a part of his ummah because you deliberately went against his hadith. He had told you to do something and you chose to do something else. Because in your head, you conjectured and you said, this is more convenient or this is more logical or this is more sensible. We follow a deen which is based on al-ghayb. We follow a deen which is based on al-ghayb, the unknown, the unseen, the unperceivable. Let us remember that. When they came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, with news that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that he had travelled in Isra wal Mi'raj from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and onwards up into the heavens. And they asked him, so he said, radiallahu anhu, if he said that, I believe it. And that's the principle of authentication of hadith. If he said that, we believe it. So they asked him, they said, how can you believe something which seems to be so impossible, so illogical? He said, we already believe more than that. He said, what is that? He said, we believe in Allah. Have we seen Allah? We believe in Jannah. Have you seen Jannah? We believe in Jahannam. Have you seen Jahannam? We believe in the day of judgment. Have you seen the day of judgment? He said, we believe already in this deen, in things which are far more, within quotes, impossible according to us, than going from Makkah to Medina, Makkah to Al-Aqsa and returning in one day. I mean, remember, just think about that. Today we can do it physically, right? In those days, they could not do it physically. So he's saying we already believe. What does he mean? He said, we believe in al-ghaib. We believe because Rasulullah ﷺ told us. There's no other reason. So what's the problem with following the hadith as far as moon sighting is concerned? Why must we have this completely ridiculous argument every single month, every single year, year after year? please, I think it's time we should really, wake up and grow up and stop having these ridiculous arguments and ridiculous questions. There's no need for this. The Nabi alayhi salam said, see the moon and start, see the moon and stop. So let us see the moon and start, let us see the moon and stop. Right? All of these things are matters of ibadah. These are things which are matters of worship. We do them because we have been commanded, not because it appears to be logical or convenient or whatever. So, this is the essence of Islam. And this is a deen which is based on al-ghaib. So, let us try to remember that. And let's try to do something which is beneficial for us in the dunya wal-akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman rahim.